Jersey.
HD3 Detroit.
KJAQ.
HD3 Seattle.
WBMX.
HD3 Boston. And on AOL Radio.
And Yahoo Launchcast.
Good afternoon. This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston and Nancy Arruda.
Hello.
Nancy's from UniversalSky.com. I'm from IntuitiveSoul.com. And, well, it's Nancy's day, so we get to talk about, well, we're going to talk about what happened yesterday and what's happening on the weekend. I know we've talked a little bit about it, but we're going to do the bulk of our, well, no, the bulk will probably be talking about the eclipses and Venus in retrograde, but on clearing the emotional and spiritual bodies.
Yes.
We will take callers if you are wanting. I know that everybody is going through a lot of different stuff. And we also know that with Venus going retrograde, that it can cause some depression in people. And so we're here for you. If you have some questions that you're wanting to know, especially on clearing the emotional and spiritual bodies, call us at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or send us an instant feedback. And if you do send us an instant feedback, give us a really clear question or explanation to what you're wanting to go through. And because Nancy's here and she is our in-house astrologer, add in your date of birth. And when you call, you'll also be asked your date of birth. All right, Nance.
Yes.
Woohoo!
Venus is retrograde. That happened yesterday.
Nice 6 week, a little 6 week plus.
Yes. And we have discussed Venus retrograde before.
We definitely talked a lot about it on Monday, but you might not have been listening to Monday because you were not expecting Nancy to be on Monday. So
right. Monday was kind of like, surprise, I'm sharing the day with you.
We will archive that at some point, probably this weekend. So if you do want to hear about, we did go into a lot more information.
Yes.
Yes.
So, and it's interesting because this Venus retrograde is transpiring in the sign of Gemini. So it's really about recommunicating what we value. When Venus goes retrograde, we pull our energy inward. And the reason I say communicating in this particular, with this particular vibration is because of the Gemini influence, not the Venus influence. Venus influences our personal values and beliefs, relationships, and everything that we love, including the love of ourselves. So how we love ourselves. And when it goes retrograde, we kind of pull inward. So, and more so women than men, because women are connected to the planet Venus.
Right.
Right? So there's this pulling inward to try and reevaluate on some level what it is that we value and believe in. Where we want to focus our energy in our relationships, whether it's our partnerships, like our love partnerships or working partnerships, or any type of interaction with another individual.
Right.
That would be considered a partnership,
right?
Right? So there's that dynamic transpiring now. It goes on until June 27th. So we have 6 weeks of focusing inward.
Yay!
Yeah. And it's dual in nature because anything in Gemini,
oh, yeah, that's
you know, awesome. Brings up that vibration of duality. So you may feel one thing on an internal level, yet when you look out your eyes, you see something completely different on the external level. So really try and find the balance in how you're projecting that external reality.
Right?
Because that's the key.
Right. And we did say the don'ts on previous shows.
Yes.
No.
You know, yeah, stay away from, you know, doing any drastic changes to your physical appearance in regards to beauty.
Doesn't mean don't go on a diet, but it does mean don't have plastic surgery. Don't get a drastic new haircut or change
just
your stylist.
Stick out with your same style over the next few weeks. It's not that long a period of time.
Be really careful with your pedicure.
Yeah. Be very clear about communicating to your stylist what it is that you want. If you want the same, tell them the same, an inch off. That's it. So, yeah. And if you show up at the salon and your stylist isn't there, rebook.
Right.
So if they try and pass you over to somebody else, rebook your appointment.
Now, there's something with teeth, too?
Teeth is connected to the planet Saturn.
Okay. And Saturn's in retrograde.
Yeah, but, like, you know, same. Anything to do with the beauty component. So if you're, like, teeth whitening, and your dentist would like you to try a new product, you know, wait.
Right.
Because you may have a reaction to that product.
And, yes, and relationships, new relationships. We'll definitely say if you get a new relationship in this period, it is something you are learning.
Yes.
Probably from the past.
And more than likely, it's connected to how you value yourself.
And if you are one of those unique people that may have been born during a Venus retrograde, which is really not all that often. There's only, what, 6 weeks in every 18 months.
Yes.
This actually could be a beneficial time for you.
It could. Yes. Typically, if you're born with a retrograde planet, when that planet is retrograde, it is a beneficial time for you because you're aligning with what it is you've come here to learn.
It's something that...
And that's a harmonious vibe, right?
Saturn was retrograde when I was born. I can't remember which one it is, but there's...
Yeah, not so much. I'm talking more the inner planets. So Mercury, Venus, and Mars, yeah. Right? Those three. Jupiter, because, you know, Jupiter and Saturn go retrograde every year.
Every year for like 6 months.
Yeah, for a long period of time. So you're going to experience that one way or another. So whether you're born with it direct, it's harmonious, or retrograde, it's harmonious.
Right.
So, but it's more the inner planets.
Makes sense.
So, yeah.
Do we want to take a caller now, or do we want to talk more about the eclipses before we start taking calls? It's up to you, Nance.
Okay. Well, you know what? Let's just briefly touch on the eclipses. So because the next eclipse is Sunday, May 20th.
Right. Coming right up.
This coming up, yes. And what eclipses do is help us to clear our emotional responses, assist with clearing our day-to-day routines, assist with clearing our spiritual bodies. And that's where, like, the whole concept of emotional and spiritual cleaning come in. With this particular solar eclipse in the sign of Gemini coming up this Sunday, there is also a vibration of clearing the mental plane because it's in the sign of Gemini. So we're really looking at the psychological factors. I like to consider psychology as a blend of your emotional reality and your mental reality based on your experiences in life, right? Whereas the moon deals with the emotional component, Gemini would pull in that logical or mental component. So we're really clearing up a lot of psychological blocks. So there's that energy transpiring. We are going below the normal levels of the unconscious mind. We're going deep, deep, deep into our subconscious during this eclipse and purging things that don't serve. That's being supported, I think, by the Venus in Gemini as well. So the Venus retrograde in the sign of Gemini. So there's this ability to go deeper than what we can normally go and discover what it is that we need to release or cleanse in our emotional nature and our spiritual natures.
Right.
So,
and it's a super new moon.
Correct.
No, it's new moon, right? Yes. Full moon.
Yeah, we can't really see the new moon in the sky.
No, not at all.
Right. But yes, it may be closer.
Right.
To the earth because we've been going through these super moons
like
lately.
3 months. So this is the second month. We only have one more month. But that means the new moon or the full moon, which is also an eclipse, is going to be a super full moon. Won't be as close as it was the beginning of this month. But there may be some more impact just because it's an eclipse and a super full moon.
Yes.
Because I think it's the full moons that affects the tides more than it is the new moons, but I'm not sure.
Well, they both do, but it's just different pulls on the tides. The lunar eclipse that's transpiring on June the 4th is the full moon lunar eclipse in the sign of Sagittarius. And here we are clearing what stops us from aligning with our personal and higher truths.
Right.
Okay, so it's a little difficult for me to wrap my head around this vibration because it's more on the spiritual planes that we're doing the purging. Okay, so it's going to have like a ripple effect into the emotional plane, right, into our physical realities and our mental realities, but the clearing is transpiring more on the spiritual planes. So the ripple effect can go where it needs to go, right? So it's a high vibrational spiritual clearing moon, the one in Sagittarius.
Right. And what time is it? Like, do we get to see it? Is it a partial or a
No, it'll be at 7:11 a.m.
Oh,
Eastern Daylight Time. So we won't see it.
No. And we don't, of course, see the solar one either because it's at night. So we're not seeing any of these, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Not on this side of the earth.
Not on this side anyway. Yeah.
Not on the North American side.
Yeah, and eclipses, the energy lasts for about 6 months, they say, right?
Yes, it's a 6-month integration vibration. So its intensity is for 6 weeks, 2 weeks before the first eclipse to 2 weeks after the last eclipse. There's an intensification of the energy.
And some people say that, you know, whatever it is that we're supposed to get, we could get a month before, we could get the month after.
Yes.
And
some eclipses will impact certain individuals more than others. Depending on how it's interacting with your natal chart.
Right. For me, it's supposed to be semi-positive because Gemini and Aquarius, but I also have something in Gemini.
Yeah. For me, I'm a little confused.
My moon is in Gemini.
Because I'm a Sagittarius, and we have this spiritual cleansing moon coming in. In the sign of Sagittarius.
It could be my rising. No, my rising is Cancer. So it's my moon.
It's in
Gemini. So it's supposed to be semi. You know, I could use a break. So I'm okay with that.
Well, vacation time is coming up, Lori.
Yeah, really? Yes. Six more weeks.
The influence of the eclipses.
Yes. Well, and Venus goes direct. 6 more weeks, Lori. 6 more weeks.
It's all good.
All right, so we can start our first caller, which is Selena. We had another caller, but she hung up. Anyway, she might call back. Selena is looking for a relationship. Date of birth, September 18th, 94. Selena, are you there? Selena?
18.
Okay. We're not hearing Selena. So if you want to call back or if you want to speak up, or it may be that you're listening to this on the computer and you need to turn down the computer because there's a little bit of a delay. But if not, then we'll just keep talking until she comes back.
Okay.
All right. So, yeah.
So conscious clearing.
Conscious clearing.
How do we do conscious clearing? Having a good cry is one way.
Okay. Yeah. Yep.
You need to feel energy before you can move through it. Okay. Yeah. So typically a way to consciously clear energy, especially on an unconscious level. Okay. So you may not be aware of what's going on. So how can you clear something that you're not aware of? Right. Start physical movement. So any type of physical activities. Gardening can do it too, because that is deemed as a physical activity. Yoga is great. And what happens is something will be triggered and this emotion will just start to move. Allow the emotion to move through you. Don't try and question what it is or stop it in its process. Just allow it to move through you. And once it has moved through you, then you can gain understanding into what that emotion is connected to.
I mean, that's the whole thing of what I like to talk about being authentic. A lot of the times, you know, something will happen and we just push it away.
Yes.
Saying, you know, it's not important. You know, I'm okay. There's, you know, we have all of these mechanisms to not feel, to not feel grief, to, you know, laugh at things when we don't really find them funny, or, you know, to push them away, which, you know, we keep pushing them down to the unconscious, and then it ends up that we just have to keep reliving it until we actually feel it.
Yes.
And move through it and allow that to be cleared.
Correct.
Yeah.
Another way that we can help to move through stuff if we feel there is some kind of emotional block is by just when you're in the shower or going swimming, connecting with that water element. And just saying, I choose to clear anything that doesn't serve me on an emotional level.
Yeah. We're going to go to our first break. If you have any questions, and I know a lot of people are going through a lot of different things, give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or come in on instant feedback. If you come in on instant feedback, just be really clear about what it is that you're looking to have some answers on.
And because Nancy's here and she's our in-house astrologer, give us your date of birth. Okay, so just include that with your instant feedback. You're listening to Intuitive Soul with Nancy Arruda from Universal Sky and Lori Houston from Intuitive Soul on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Enlighten, empower, enrich. This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons, no boundaries. Life you've imagined. Look up to the sky.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself, a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky. NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul with Nancy Arruda from Universal Sky and Lori Houston from Intuitive Soul. And we're talking, well, we're talking about the astrological events of this week, which could be intense for some people, for sure. Eclipses often are. Venus going retrograde, not so fun. So I know a lot of people are going through some stuff. And we are here. We're both doing readings. Actually, the two of us have decided that we will do a Sky special. So listeners from Sky can join us. We'll do a half-hour reading, so the two of us, and we have both of our readings are slightly different, so we'll have different perspectives and dealing at it from a different place, so it would be kind of cool to do a half-hour reading with the two of us.
Yes,
I think so. And since neither one of us do half-hour anythings, it is special, and it's only $75, so you can contact either of us through our website, which is Universal Sky or Intuitive Soul. Or you can call me on my toll-free number, which is 855-444-SOUL. That's 855-444-7685. All right. So if you have a question now,
and you want to have some of our guidance, give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or send us an instant feedback. And if you do send us an instant feedback, please include your date of birth for Nancy, because she kind of connects in with that energy of your date of birth. All right. So we're talking about, I guess we sort of talked about Venus. I don't know. It's kind of one of those things where it's going to be like the next 6 weeks. And I think a lot of people will feel it and be impacted differently.
Yes, I agree. I know for me, how I'm experiencing the energy is really this inward pull. So this diving into myself, even on a deeper level, which is unusual, right? So I'm feeling this one on a little deeper level than I do feel most Venus retrogrades. Mind you, it's been a while since the last Venus retrograde. It's been 18 months, so.
At least, anyway.
Yeah. So, yeah, I am noticing more of a withdrawal type vibration with this particular one.
Right.
So, and I really don't have a lot of Gemini influence in my chart, other than it would be opposing my sun sign and my own Venus.
Right.
So, yeah, this Venus retrograde is more of an inward pull, because we're going into our consciousness and levels of unconsciousness within our mind.
See, I'm really used to that because my Venus is in Pisces.
Okay, so yeah. You like surfing in the depths of the ocean.
Oh, yeah, I love it. Yeah. It's like I feel like this first half of the year, even though it wasn't supposed to be all that, it seems to have been like one thing after another after another. And it's like at least the second half I know is going to be a little bit. Oh, we have to do a show on the second half.
What do you mean the second half?
Well, the second half of the year.
Oh, yeah, we do.
Well, I know. We're going to have to plan that one now.
Well, it's also interesting that Saturn's finishing up its...
retrograde?
No, it's going direct now, but it's finishing up its journey in the sign of Libra, which is ruled by Venus.
Oh.
So Libra is ruled by Venus. And here we have Saturn finishing its journey in the sign of Libra, which is pulling in the influence of this Venus retrograde.
When does Saturn go direct? Do you know?
It is direct now.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But it's like on its last few degrees in the sign of Libra. And then it shifts into Scorpio in the second half of the year.
Okay. There's something about the second half, though, feels lighter to me.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a nice change to have Saturn shifting signs, even though Scorpio can be a little intense.
That's right, because Saturn's always in there for like almost 2 years. Right?
2 to 2.5 years, yeah. So
it's
there may be, Scorpio can be a little intense, but I'm really not liking Saturn and Libra myself personally.
Well, no, because it's been the last, 2.5 years of relationship stuff.
Like, yes.
And it's all, I mean, that's what we do. I mean, our whole being is about relationships
and interacting with other individuals.
We're not just talking personal relationships, we're talking all relationships, but which is what Saturn in Libra would be about. So
yeah, restructuring relationships.
So that would be a nice little break, maybe.
I'm hoping we'll see what the Saturn in Scorpio vibe.
It
I still have to look into it a little deeper. Yes, well, Scorpio's intense.
It is intense. I guess it depends where Scorpio is in your chart.
Yes,
right. I'm not sure I have any, although.
Oh, yeah, you would have Scorpio on your chart.
Okay.
You're just not sure if you have any planets in Scorpio.
Oh, right. That's it. Yes.
Yeah. I don't have any. Well, I have one planet in Scorpio, but it's towards the end, and that would be Neptune.
Oh.
So I'm going to be loving that alignment, let me tell you.
And, of course, the eclipses have, like, this really interesting energy, too.
Yeah. And
sometimes it's really, really, I think always it's intense. I don't think
it's always intense. There's always some type of emotional clearing that transpires. How I'm experiencing this one that's coming up is I'm aware of the transformation on some level, only I can't feel it, if that makes sense. I can see it. I can think it.
And this is even the Sunday one, not the one.
Yeah, this is the Sunday one.
Okay.
So like I can see it. I can think it, but I can't feel it.
Now, did you say this one has three?
No, this one has two.
Oh, okay. Is it the one in November that has three?
I believe it's the one next year in March.
Okay.
That has three eclipses. So, and in November, we're integrating the Scorpio.
Yeah, it's kind of semi-shifted from Sagittarius to Scorpio,
right,
but still Gemini.
So it'll be the new moon in Scorpio on November the 13th, 2012, and then the full moon in Gemini, November 28th, 2012. So we're still working with, so we're dealing with the full moon in Sagittarius in this set of eclipses. The dates get confusing. I forget the dates. June the 4th, okay. And then the corresponding full moon in Gemini, November 28th. So even though we're integrating the lesson over a six-month period, it's like one lesson kind of blends into the next. Okay? So if we look at the May 20th solar eclipse in Gemini, we're corresponding, or we're looking at how we've learned that lesson with the full moon in Gemini, November 28th.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's always interesting, but I still feel that that this next half is going to be lighter than this half.
Yes, I believe. Well, this half has been pretty intense. We had the Mars retrograde followed by, while Mars was retrograde, we had a Mercury retrograde with the Saturn retrograde. You know, I think Jupiter was retrograde in there too. And then we came out of that for a couple weeks and now into a Venus retrograde.
Right.
So yeah, it's been a pretty transformational year.
Yeah.
With a lot of...
And a lot of people have been feeling it. Like, a lot of people in different ways. Like, there was a period where, you know, there's, like, crazy, weird things happening. Like, did you hear? I mean, just terrible. Like, that the kid, or not a kid, he was, like, 28 on a skateboard, and he banged the cab, and then the cab turned around and nailed him and killed him.
Yes, ran over him.
Ran over him because he hit the van, because he hit his cab, like, he... put his hand on his cab, which, you know, I mean, being a professional driver, it really is hard downtown because we've got the pedestrians. We've got all of the occasional bike drivers now out, like all of the summer ones out now. So they're very different than the ones that are
doing it for a living.
Well, and, you know, that are always out, like the ones that are out all winter long, you know, they problems. But now we've got way more. You know, I'm right downtown, so I've got, like, all of the congestion, plus the bikers, plus the pedestrians, plus our TTC, which is streetcars.
And they don't stop for anybody.
and they can't move. Right? Like, a bus at least can go into different lanes where the streetcar
stays. Yeah, streetcar is stuck on the road.
And so it's, like, it is really crazy. So in one sense, I understand it. And the unfortunate thing is that, He would have been on the road and, you know, what's it called? The
bike lanes?
No, the
skateboard.
Skateboard. Thank you. The skateboard. A skateboarder.
We're playing charades.
I know, really. The skateboarder should not be on the road because they are not a vehicle. They are a pedestrian, but they feel that because they're going much faster, they don't want to be on the sidewalk.
Nor should they be knocking people over.
Well, they shouldn't be knocking people over, but they shouldn't be on the road because they're not a vehicle, right? Nor did these
rollerblade
skates. Yeah. They didn't get termed a vehicle either. So they're not supposed to be in the bike lane or on the road. They're supposed to be on the sidewalks. And I've seen a lot of them do some really crazy things lately because we've got the occasional people out now. You know, it's summer, it's nice, but still, you know.
Yes.
Actually turning your cab around and coming back and nailing somebody, not so good. But this is the kind of energy that has been going on, which is, you know, kind of crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And I know a lot of people are feeling like different things around it. We're going to go to our second break. I know there's a lot of people out there that are, like, dying to ask a question. So give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or come in on Instant Feedback again. Make a nice, clear question and add in your date of birth. You're listening to Intuitive Soul with Nancy Arruda from Universal Sky and Laurie Houston from Intuitive Soul on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Enlighten, empower, enrich. This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons, no boundaries.
Gig Radio is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL. 248-545-7685. NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul with Nancy Arruda from Universal Sky, Lori Houston from Intuitive Soul. We are just dying to take your questions here. We're like coming up with like different little stories that we may share now because, you know, give us a call. 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or come in on instant feedback right on the homepage of New Sky Radio. Just send us your date of birth and be really clear about the question you're wanting to know. I just came up with apparently the perfect
Venus retrograde story.
Yes, it was in the news today. Now, mind you, the station I listen to, we technically have fun news. We don't usually have like the really bad news. So the fun news of today was that some woman called 911 because her boyfriend / husband was attacking her shoes. And he got charged with assault.
You don't mess with somebody's shoes.
Especially a woman's
shoes. A woman's shoes is like, you know, you can't mess with women's shoes. Right? And I'm like, that's just like the perfect Venus retrograde story because how ridiculous is it to get charged over assaulting somebody's shoes?
Well, exactly. Like first of all, is it really a 911? I mean, I understand she's probably very upset. But, like, wouldn't you just call the police station? Like, would you call 911? Like, do you want the fire coming?
To rescue your shoes from
that's
assault.
That's it.
You know, which then makes me think when I had my dog, and he was a puppy, and it was Venus retrograde, he would chew one of every pair of my shoes. At the time, I had about 65 pairs of shoes. And destroyed.
Nancy, that's awesome.
One
you had
of
65
each.
Pairs of shoes. That's awesome.
Approximately. Awesome. Not really counting.
I think you just did. I think Cassandra's going to beat you.
Well, probably. Probably. I know there's a lot of women out there with a lot more shoes than I have.
I know, that's true.
So, yes, now my shoe wardrobe is a lot smaller.
She has that many summer shoes. Our engineer has 65 pairs of summer shoes. That's awesome, Cassandra.
Well, do you ever notice you have more summer shoes than winter shoes?
Well, yeah, because it's more versatile. There's the times when you want to, you know, show your toes, and there's the times that you don't. You can't do that in the winter.
No, you can't.
You really can't. Can't show your
Not
toes.
Not up here, anyways.
No. Can't show your toes.
Shoes. Would be another thing that I wouldn't say go out and buy a lot of shoes during a Venus retrograde, right? Or like make a high fashion statement.
Or like put $1,000 into a wardrobe.
Yes. No, stay away. You're going to buy clothes that either won't fit you later or you're just not comfortable in. So you may feel comfortable looking in the mirror, but the moment you turn away from the mirror, it's kind of like, why is it pinching me here or digging in over here or... You know what I mean? So it's not going to be like the best suited outfits for you.
Right.
So, you know, rely on those.
You can go that on relationships too. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Looks good in the mirror.
Looks good in the mirror. After those 6 weeks, we may have a completely different story.
Yes.
And what's the shadow period of Venus? Do we know? Do you have it on there or no?
No, I didn't.
Okay, don't worry.
I can quickly look it up. All my other books on the floor.
Oh, that's wrong. I do this to her all the time.
She does.
I think it goes into almost, it goes like to mid-August or something.
The post-shadow, yeah. And we do have a Mercury retrograde over the summer, too.
Yeah, that's wrong. We shouldn't have Mercury retrogrades in the summer. I guess, though, it means...
Great time to take a vacation.
To just take a vacation.
Yes.
Just get away from everything.
Just have no attachments.
Right.
To your vacation. So
right.
It goes direct. Sorry, it goes retrograde at 23 degrees of Gemini. So by the time it hits that after it goes direct.
It's like almost the end of summer, isn't it?
Yes, it is actually July 31st.
Oh, that's not bad.
But we're halfway through the Mercury retrograde at that point in time. And then Mercury will go direct on August the 7th. So Mercury goes retrograde approximately the 15th. I'm looking at my my time zone for Greenwich Mean Time, so GMT, right? So there's, depending on where you live.
Oh, 4 hour.
Yeah, for us, there's a 4 or 5 hour difference. For, you know, the Pacific Coast, it'll be a lot bigger. Yeah.
Because we're at daylight time, so it's actually 4 hours instead of five, right?
Yes. Right now, yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Although, does Greenwich have a daylight time? No. Yeah. It gets very confusing, doesn't it?
It does. It does.
So the next Mercury retrograde you're saying is in the summer. July.
It's in the summer. It's in the sign of Leo, which is the sign of the ego.
Mm. Right. Right.
Creativity.
Okay. Yeah.
Playfulness.
We do have a caller.
Oh, good.
Awesome. It's Erin from California, and she's separating and filing for divorce. Her husband is resisting. Oh, dear. Okay. Hey, Erin, how are you?
Hi, good. Thank you for taking my call.
March 16th.
March 16th.
62. So she just turned the big 50.
Ooh.
Which means, no, it's not. Okay, good. Okay, so Erin, so he is giving a lot of resistance. When did you file?
I left him at the beginning of December and filed in December, and we've been separated since. Nothing has really moved forward. He's been very kind of distraught over the whole thing.
You know, I think the good thing of Venus in retrograde is that might actually help her.
Yes.
I think that's going to help her.
Yeah, it doesn't mean it's going to be any easier in terms of the process, but it's you're really working towards completing the relationship dynamic. And it could be he hits a point of acceptance within that completion, which, you know, can have him realizing there's nothing he can do that's going to make you change your mind.
Yeah.
Because I think he's still kind of like holding on to some false hope, right? Hoping that the relationship can get back together or be repaired in some way, shape, or form.
And part of it's not even that, is it? It's like, is he just trying to cause you more pain?
Well, he's very controlling, and he's always been that way, and I think he's trying to control this whole situation. I didn't expect any of this when I left. I thought it would just be done, cut, and dry. And he's just been trying to pull me back in, you know. Yeah. He took me out for Mother's Day with the kids. And maybe I'm just letting him. I don't know. But he wants me to get rid of the lawyers and do this ourselves.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah. No, that is not in your best interest. I wouldn't do that, for sure.
Okay. I think you need your legal counsel.
Yeah, you definitely do. Because he's too controlling.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't go with the lawyer, you're not going to get what you actually deserve.
Yeah.
He's too controlling.
And it won't get done either.
No. No, it'll just drag on and on and on.
Yeah.
The one dynamic I do get is this is a huge healing time for you. Okay. So you're in your Chiron return.
That's what happens at 50.
Yes.
Something.
What?
So 40, it's at the age of 49, Chiron returns to our place of birth. And what Chiron is the wounds that we were born with that we've come into this lifetime to heal. And so it's returning to the exact same space as where it was when you were born. And Chiron's an asteroid out in the universe. So this is a huge healing journey for you. All the blocks that you've established throughout your energetic system, throughout life, are now being brought forward so that you can be aware of where you need to heal within yourself.
Okay.
Okay, so that's the whole purpose.
I just turned 50, so...
Yeah, so you're still working through the dynamic, right? So
that's what this is all about. Because you did it when you were 49. This is exactly
She initiated the divorce or the request for the divorce at 49.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just turning 50 is you continuing to hold your power, continuing to believe in yourself and what you're worth, because that's what the Venus retrograde is going to be challenging within you. Stand your ground, hold on to your worth, and just keep moving forward. If he's trying to control the timing, let go of the timing, but do not let go of what you believe in.
And I would not let go of the lawyer. Honestly, from every fiber in my being says you need the lawyer to keep everything intact. But I actually see success. I see you celebrating this summer. So something will happen this summer. It may not be completely filled, but I get that there's something good that's going to come around in this time. So I know that it feels like you're going through a lot of different stuff, but just hold on to it. And absolutely, honestly, keep your lawyer.
Yes.
With the lawyer thing, I think I've been, you know, on the fence because I'm trying to keep him from being really mean
right.
about the whole thing.
Yeah, but I don't think getting rid of the lawyer is going to help him not be mean.
Mm-hmm.
Don't take his meanness personally. That's his own issue.
Yeah.
That's his pain.
Yeah.
Let him sit in his pain. Do not take on his pain.
So
he's going to be mean.
So long. Yeah. Huh?
Hang up the phone. Don't talk to him.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Let your lawyer deal with him.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And just say, you know what? The more that you impose your pain upon me, the more it's going to cost us.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and that's just a reality, right? In terms of the expense associated to what divorce costs.
Right.
Right. So if he's going to project his pain, it's going to cost him just as much as it'll cost you.
That's true.
So,
okay.
Yeah. Just keep bringing that to awareness. Hold him in the best light as well.
Yeah.
Okay. So like visualize love energy surrounding him and him healing with the highest intentions for everyone, not just for your own intention, but with everyone's best intention.
Okay.
And it may soften the energy a little bit.
Yeah. He's got a lot of issues.
Yeah. He does.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. All right, we're going to go to our last break. We have a whole bunch of people now, of course. And we're not going to get through them all now because everybody's waited to the last minute. We're on a break. No more calls. We're listening to Intuitive Soul with Nancy Arruda from Universal Sky and Laura Houston from Intuitive Soul on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Here comes the sun, I say, it's all right.
Discover your spirit. Listen to Spirit Guide Radio, where leading spiritual experts serve as guides to nourish your soul every weeknight from 11 p.m. Eastern Time. Heidi Hollis, The Outlander, The Zodiac Girls with Solaris, Laura, and Kira. Ask Dr. Doug with Dr. Doug Lehrer. Life by Number with Celeste, Laura Lee's Spirit Salon, and Your Reiki Journey with Heidi Harrison. Spiritually speaking, radio for the soul. Spirit Guide Radio on New Sky Radio. New horizons, no boundaries. Wednesdays are wonderful on the sky. At 1 p.m. Eastern Time, New Sky Radio presents Intuitive Soul with Laurie Houston. The purpose of Intuitive Soul is to clear a path to divine consciousness. There are three different modalities Laurie Houston uses to attain this connection. Laurie will guide and assist you to become aware and conscious of your thoughts and feelings. Raise and shift your level of consciousness. Afterlife, Real Life takes the air at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Practical metaphysics, readings, guests, spirit topics for modern life. Come and visit with Trish and Stephanie as they explore a practical and unique approach to developing your personal mechanism and communicating with spirits in today's modern world. Live from Mount Shasta, Washington, it's Mystic Radio featuring spiritual mother Robin Alexis and her husband Bob Bordenero. Callers from all over the world join in the conversation. Be sure to tune in at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Call in early. The lines are hot. 248-545-7685. Instant feedback at newskyradio.com. New Sky Radio, newskyradio.com. New horizons, no boundaries. Powered by CBS, Yahoo, and radio.com. New Sky Radio, newskyradio.com, and Psychic Radio, psychiconair.com. Powered by CBS Radio, AOL, and Yahoo is unlike any talk radio station. With a mission to improve the world, one listener at a time. This is where you can be the star of your own show. Our listeners are truly unique, truly interactive, and passionate about their world, the sky. And Psychic Radio listeners genuinely care about the environment, social justice, their personal health, and raising people up to live their best life every day. Our motto is New Horizons, No Boundaries. New Age views, life coaching, psychic analysis, alternative medicine, and cutting-edge mind, body, and spirit shows can all be found on the sky and Psychic Radio. Perhaps you have what it takes to join our broadcast family, an open mind,
A great idea and a passion for enriching lives. Check out all the exciting details by clicking the microphone on our homepage at newskyradio.com or give Lisa Rodman a call at 248-546-9600 to learn just how affordable it can be to host a show.
Live the life you've imagined.
Look up to the sky.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself, a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Yeah. Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston from Intuitive Soul and Nancy Arruda from Universal Sky. And, well, we've got all these people we're not going to be able to get to, but we'll try and get to, well, we're definitely taking our call from Judy, who wants to break some old cycles and not feeling good enough. All right, Judy, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. I'm trying to break these cycles, and I go into a group of people, and then I get real shy, and I don't feel like I have anything to contribute.
And has this been most of your life?
Yes.
Different times anyway?
Yes. I didn't know if there was anything I could do or what you might feel about that.
Right.
I'm looking at your planetary vibrations, and you have Sun and Leo, which typically Leos are not shy. They're typically more outgoing. I'm thinking your shy energy is coming from your moon. Your moon's either in Aquarius or Pisces. And if you're shy, like, it could be either sign. So your moon sign's on the cusp. So I'd like need my computer program and the time of, and where you were born to find out specifically where your moon is. So there's
it
that vibration.
In Pisces.
It is in Pisces? Okay.
Yeah.
That's more of a submissive energy. So that's more of that shyness. You also have Mercury in Cancer. So there's that, and you keep your communications to yourself because it depends on how you feel. So it's like you need to feel good in order to share what it is that you're sharing. When it comes to shyness, I'm going to tell you this. Nobody, absolutely nobody knows what's going on inside of you except you. So you can project, use your Sun and Leo actress and your Venus and Leo actress abilities to say, I can be an actress. I can pretend to feel good. And just really start projecting that outward and flipping how you feel in the moment.
Okay.
I know it kind of sounds like...
Because, you know, I've had the same thing because my rising is in Cancer. So when I was younger... I'm very much the observer. I'm very much the person who sort of sits back and listens to everybody. And so people would take that one of two ways. They would either take it that I was being a real snob.
Yes.
Or they took it that I was really shy. And it was just that I didn't feel comfortable enough to talk to people until I could get all of the dynamics in play. So if I was, you know, out with somebody that I recently knew and then thrown into a group that I don't know. Like when I get into a big group, like I have to watch all the dynamics. Unless I'm with somebody that I really feel comfortable with, I watch everything. So again, I would get the one or the other. So it's really interesting because people make that first assumption really quickly. And so that first judgment is made really quickly.
Yes.
And and in this case, like for people like us, it's usually inaccurate. It's not usually our true face that's coming out. So in your, like, I totally agree with Nance. Like you just have to, you know, realize that, you know, they only, people go through their own, that people have their own issues, right? Like it's none of our business how people even view us. It's really about how we feel about ourselves. And, you know, to work through some of the self-confidence that you can build and that, it's really about you making that conscious choice and maybe doing some work around some of your beliefs and clearing out some of the things that are sort of blocking you and understanding, you know, even where they came from, which, you know, there'll be, you know, certain instances in your childhood that would have caused you to retreat.
Yes. One way to do it is practice in the mirror. Okay, so stand in front of a mirror and just, like, you know, start acting. Start telling yourself, I love myself. I love how I look. I love my eyes. I love my hair. You know, there's that little YouTube video of that little girl standing on her bathroom counter. I don't know if you've seen it. It's become a commercial here in Canada. So, and she's standing on her bathroom counter with her curly blonde hair. And she's like, I love my life. I love my hair. I love my house. And she's being like really, really dramatic. And the whole world just fell in love with this YouTube video. Do that.
Okay.
Be really dramatic in front of the mirror. And there's a part of you that's going to stand there. Your inner observer is going, oh, my God, this is absolutely ridiculous. How can I just be acting like a fool in front of the mirror? You know what? Be a fool for yourself. And then that'll help build your self-confidence when you're out interacting with other people to share what it is you need to share.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. I will try that.
Okay.
Good luck.
You have a great day, ladies.
You too.
Okay, we're going to try and take an instant feedback. And the first one is from Danielle. So month September 2nd, 82. Just turned 30. Good afternoon. Looking for purchasing a car today. But nervous about making such a big commitment after learning Venus is in retrograde. So 2008, red HHR, do you know if it's a good time? If this is a good time, should she continue shopping and just looking for a new boyfriend? I've been looking for about a month now. Thank you. Love listening to the show.
Well, shopping is always fun. typically, if Mercury was retrograde, I would
absolutely
say hold off.
Yeah.
with Venus retrograde, really take a look at what you're going to pay for the car. The color red is projecting a sense of flashiness, a sense of speed. And I want, like, if you're a little bit of a speed demon, September 2nd, Virgo, she may or may not be.
Yeah, it depends.
Yeah, it depends on how grounded you project your own energy. If you're a speed demon, I'll tell you, stay away from red.
A red car.
Yes. Good. Red cars have a tendency to get more speeding tickets.
Yep.
Just because it is the first color the eye will see. And it is a fast, assertive, aggressive color. Right. So there's a tendency, like if a...
Fun.
Huge fun.
If you're needing more fun in your life, because sometimes Virgos do.
Just
be careful.
Yeah, don't, like, be very conscious about your speeding, okay?
I'm getting it. It's a choice.
It is a choice. If you really need a car, then you kind of have no choice. But it's a choice on whether or not you want to follow through with that choice on purchasing the car.
Right. I don't think that Venus retrograde should affect whether you buy the car or not.
No. If there's less,
unless you know you're thinking that you're going to look really hot in it, which may be the case, and I, you know, that could actually be the case, which I really still don't think that it should impact the driving of the car.
It's interesting because I'm getting this car is really around responsibility.
Mm.
Well, so the lesson for you is around making this responsible purchase for yourself. You're just coming out of your Saturn return. So this is kind of like one of the first more responsible purchases or things that you will be doing in terms of how you've learned your Saturn return lesson.
Yeah.
So it's not really about the car. It's not about the purchase. It's more around anchoring and honoring responsibility within yourself.
Right.
So.
That would make sense.
Yes, but it is affecting your value system because it's costing you money. It is, and insurance. Okay.
Yeah.
Take a look at the insurance in terms of what you would be paying for that specific car. Get some quotes before you buy the car.
All right. Well, this is the end of the show. Nancy will be back on June 6th, since it's already passed. June 6th. And all the people, sorry, I wish you had have sent your, instant feedbacks earlier. We would have had more fun with that. If you want, we can add them in next time. If we're short in the beginning, we can look at some of those. So join us again for the next time Nancy's with us, which is June 6th. All right. You've been listening to Intuitive Soul with Nancy Arruda from Universal Sky, and Laura Houston from Intuitive Soul on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.